Introducing you to a special secret name, only one for the Pashas Devorim for the first week of Leo Energies. And Leo is all about the first book of Moses, Deuteronomy. Devorim is all about words, the words that we use. You understand on the astrology, the sun in Leo means that Earth is viewed. We're in the Aquarius energies, and Aquarius is an intelligent, communicative star sign. That's why Leo Aquarians are intelligent. They hate idiots. Now, what is the definition of an idiot? An idiot is somebody that doesn't understand me. You know, I try speaking to some people here locally in Poland, and they don't understand me. I think they're idiots sometimes, and sometimes they look at me, they're trying to speak Polish to me, and I don't really fully understand them. They look at me as being an idiot. So what's wrong? We don't relate to each other. It's not that they are stupid or I am stupid, it's the fact that we don't understand each other. And understanding each other is a fundamental aspect of belonging. Belonging where you belong, where you live, your relationships, and is how we feel connected. When I, for example, looking at the Neyim HaNimelech, and I'm looking at the spiritual secrets, and I'm looking at the book itself in Hebrew, I understand it. So I understand you and some non-Jewish people will look at the book and go, what on earth? I can't even understand it. It looks all gibberish. It all looks like a funny language, these funny words in back to front of the words. They can't even understand the words. And I'll tell you the truth as well. In the Neyim HaNimelech itself, the script with which it's written in, even Jewish people don't understand it, because it's written in Rashi script. And Rashi was Oriental. He was a very special rabbi. I'm not going to call him Oriental, but call him. He lived in Worms in France in the 12th century. Now, in the 12th century in France, there was a lot of fundamentally Kabbalistic rabbis. They had this Oriental streak to them. You see, when we're talking about different groups of Jewish people, we talk about the Kabbalistic group, the Oriental Jews, the Sephardic Jews, and we talk about the Ashkenaz, the traditional Jews. German Jews, and today in the United Kingdom and in the States, a lot of the Jews there are what we call the traditional Jews. They don't understand Kabbalah. They don't understand anything mystical. They don't understand even the Hebrew books, but they're traditional. They go to shul, synagogue on the Sabbath, and they do the traditional things. They light the candles on Friday night, and they have a glass of wine on Friday night, and they do the traditional things, but they don't understand anything more depth than that. The Rashi in the 12th century, he was fundamentally a Kabbalistic, because lots of the things that Rashi teaches us, the Rashi, that is his name, is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shlomo, he understood the depth in the Bible. He didn't just understand it as a text, he understood it, the depth of it. And hence, the Neyim HaNimelech, following the traditions of Rashi, he had his book printed in Rashi script. And Rashi script is not understood by all Jewish people. People can't understand it. If you look at the vowels, and there's no vowels, and there's no look at the script of it, it's strange. And there are a lot of people that will look at the Jewish people, pick up the Neyim HaNimelech, they won't understand it. So they go, don't understand it. Look, it's written in Rashi. Don't understand it, right? They'll just negate it. They'll throw it away. Now, that is exactly what the Neyim HaNimelech wants. When people don't understand you, they throw you away. When people don't comprehend what you're actually saying, they ignore you. And that is a good thing. Instead of looking at it as a bad thing, he's looking at it as a good thing. And hence, Eilef Sefer Devorim, Eilef Devorim, this week's parasha, there's Leo energies. It's a good thing that people are idiots. It's a good thing that people don't understand you. It's a good thing. I know you might think I'm being sarcastic, and sometimes I feel like I'm being sarcastic, but it's a good thing. The reason why you got divorced from your ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, the reason why you separated from them is because they didn't understand you. They were idiots. They didn't understand you. They didn't understand you emotionally. They didn't understand you spiritually. They just didn't understand you. So thank God they didn't understand you. Eilef Devorim is, thank God they didn't understand you. Otherwise, you'd be stuck with them today. And it'd be hard work. The reason why we don't ever continue a toxic relationship or a toxic situation is because it's hard work. The reason why we don't continue doing certain things in our lives is because it's hard work. When it's hard work and it just continues to be hard work, we want to give up. We give up because it's supposed to be go easy. Why doesn't it go easy? And Devorim now, the Leo energies, we just had a new moon in the 17th of July, the moon in Leo today and tomorrow, the 18th, 19th and 20th of July, is the definition of now it's going to go easy. And when it goes easy, you know it's right. When things go wrong, what's gone wrong? It's a sign. I know, it's gone wrong. it's just bad luck. When things go right, you know it's a very good sign. That's why we give the astrological predictions that it's supposed to go right. Now, when you've got a blockage, when there's a problem, you think, why is there a problem? Why is this blockage? And hence, that's why I've also created this page now on Ayanhura of Evil Eye. Because when there's a blockage, an inexplicable blockage, when there's an uncomfortable blockage, when there's an irritating blockage, you think, so there must be some invisible reason why. Why? Because it's an evil eye. Why? Because there's jealousy. Why? Because there's negative energies around you. So therefore, it's something that is telling you very loud and very clearly something is wrong. So now let me begin the Noyim Ali Melech. The definition, this translation of Noyim Ali Melech is talking about strength. When you are strong and you accomplish something, when you've got the strength to do things, then you can accomplish anything. There's a star in the book of the Noyim Ali Melech in one of the asterisks. I'm going to make a video clip of this because there is numerous stars here. And this very first star says L'chayra. L'chayra eina mechuba zela zeh. And L'chayra translates as light. It doesn't make sense. Let's put some light on it. It translates as, it doesn't understand why I don't have a connection with certain people and why I have a connection with other people. So L'chayra, let's put some light on this. Let's now try and understand it. Why is it that you don't ever want to go back to bed with your ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-boyfriend? Yes, that's why I'm after sending you all this. I'm talking Johnny Waxman terminology. I'm translating it. Why is it that once you've got an ex, and once it is you made the decision, I never, ever want to go back there. Let's give it more fundamental. Why is it you never want to go back living where you used to live 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago? Because it's the past. Why is it? Why? You just don't. It may be logical to go back, but you don't, because it's just wrong. It's just darkness. It makes you feel, even the thought of it makes you feel, don't want to do that. Even the thought of going to your ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, go, it's disgusting. Now, the reason for this disgust, the reason for this repulsion is because the karma is done. The Gilgal is done. What you were destined to do with the relationship, what you were destined to learn from the relationship, it's now done, it's complete. So when the karma is complete, the relationship is complete, and therefore you never want to go back there. And hence, L'chayra, in the fifth book of Devarim, the Deuteronomy, is now Moses preparing the Israelites to go into the promised land. You, me, we are all about to enter the promised land. We're all about to have a major change in all our lives, because this zodiac year is a pure zodiac year, to get our lives moving forwards. And it means goodbye to the past. Simply that. Goodbye to the past. Goodbye to the afflictions. Goodbye to the worries. Goodbye to your problems. Goodbye to this. Goodbye to that. Goodbye to this. And how, when you feel, when a psychic tells you, when an astrologer tells you, we're about to enter a brand new energetic phase with the sun arriving home in Leo, the first week of Leo's energies, it all defines goodbye to the past. Goodbye to feeling grumpy. Goodbye to feeling miserable. Goodbye to the rest of it. Goodbye to whatever the past was. Doesn't matter anymore. What matters is the future. But in order to have the future, we also have to say the word goodbye. When you're packing up and leaving your home, you're about to move home, because summertime is often the time to move home. When you're about to say goodbye, goodbye. Those people finish school or college or finish a term, a semester, then it's goodbye. You're finishing, you're quitting something now. Goodbye, goodbye. good riddance and goodbye. But it's goodbye. Goodbye is a light energy. L'chayra eina mechuba zeh lezeh. L'chayra, ayr is light. The Hebrew word is light. And the Noyim Ali Melech uses the word about 15 times in the spiritual secrets of this week. And light is, of course, the sun, the center of our solar system, which is light. So when you're in miserable, depressing, miserable, grumpy mode, it's because you're not seeing the light. When you begin to see the light, when you do see the light, then all of a sudden it's darkness vanishes, it goes away. When you look back on your life and you realize the certain relationships, certain things you had to do in your life, was the past, but it's no longer going to be defining your future. The future is defined by light. I made this introduction because I'm about to reveal the spiritual secret Noyim Ali Melech with respect to what we call the evil eye. The evil eye is only defined by people who you already have known in the past. It could be your father or your mother, your parents, your family, your siblings, your uncles, your aunts, your brothers and sisters, your cousins even, because they all knew you as a child. And now that you've become somebody, you've changed, you doing things that others didn't do, they're jealous of you because they're feeling, well, I was in school. How many times have you thought, I was in school with him, I was in school with them. And then you thinking, yeah, he did something with his life, he's become famous and I haven't. So you feel we have the same start, and yet, therefore, we become jealous of other people. We become jealous of related ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend. They've done something with their lives, you've done something with your life, and they haven't. So it's a jealousy energy. Sometimes it's a competitive jealousy energy because, well, he's done it. He got remarried before I did. She fell in love before I did. So there's a jealousy energy. But you can only be jealous of somebody that you knew, you know. You can't be jealous of an abstract person that doesn't exist in the world. You can't be jealous of any Russians or Ukrainians. You can't be jealous of any Americans that you don't know. You can't be. You're only jealous of. People can only have an evil eye towards you because they were connected to you. But they were connected to you. They were a definition of darkness. And that's why you got rid of them. They were idiots who didn't understand you. That's why you got rid of them. And they know it. They know they were a definition of darkness. They know we're a definition of annoyance. They got on your nerves. And they just didn't understand you. They didn't have any love, sincere love for you. So that's why you got rid of them. That's why you divorced them. Because they were horrible. But they still have energy, incoming energy towards your aura. And that incoming energy is always negative, and therefore they are thinking of you. Oh, jealous of him, jealous of her. Oh, can't have him, can't have her. It's that negative energy. And therefore, the only way to deal with this is to define it by the chayra, light. You got to put light on the situation. You got to put light. They are dark souls. They are grumpy, miserable people. They are negative, and they are trying to pass on their negativity towards you. And therefore, you got to say, I don't care less. As simple as that. Eina mechubar zelos, that means I'm not connected. I don't care less. I don't care less about my ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, girlfriend. I don't care less about my ex-boss at work. I don't care less. I really don't care less. They're not in my life today. I don't care less about them anymore. And hence, that's why the name Eni Melech says in the very first paragraph, Levatel kol gzeiros mi'Yisrael, you can cancel out all evil eyes today. This week, Sun in Leo, you can cancel it all out because you put light on it. That's all. You put light on the situation. And that's why with the help of the psychic Christina and with the help of the spiritual seekers of Naim Eni Melech, that's why I've defined these three new pages on the website today.